Ezekiel chapter 23. The word of the Lord came to me, Mortal, there were two women, the daughters of one mother. They played the whore in Egypt, they played the whore in their youth. Their breasts were caressed there, and their virgin bosoms were fondled. Oholah was the name of the elder, and Oholibah the name of her sister. They became mine, and they bore sons and daughters. As for their names, Oholah is Samaria, and Oholibah is Jerusalem. Oholah played the whore while she was mine. She lusted after her lovers, the Assyrians, warriors clothed in blue, governors and commanders, all of them handsome young men, mounted horsemen. She bestowed her favors upon them, the choicest men of Assyria, all of them, and she defiled herself with all the idols of everyone for whom she lusted. She did not give up her whorings that she had practiced since Egypt. For in her youth men had lain with her, and fondled her virgin bosom, and poured out their lust upon her. Therefore I delivered her into the hands of her lovers, into the hands of the Assyrians, for whom she lusted. These uncovered her nakedness, they seized her sons and her daughters, and they killed her with the sword. Judgment was executed upon her, and she became a byword among women. Her sister Oholibah saw this, yet she was more corrupt than she in her lusting and in her whorings, which were worse than those of her sister. She lusted after the Assyrians, governors and commanders, warriors clothed in full armor, mounted horsemen, all of them handsome young men. And I saw that she was defiled. They both took the same way. But she carried her whorings further. She saw male figures carved on the wall, images of the Chaldeans portrayed in vermilion, with belts around their waists, with flowing turbans on their heads, all of them looking like officers, a picture of Babylonians whose native land was Chaldea. When she saw them, she lusted after them, and sent messengers to them in Chaldea. And the Babylonians came to her into the bed of love, and they defiled her with their lust, and after she defiled herself with them, she turned from them in disgust. When she carried on her whoring so openly, and flaunted her nakedness, I turned in disgust from her, as I had turned from her sister. Yet she increased her whorings, remembering the days of her youth, when she played the whore in the land of Egypt, and lusted after her paramours there, whose members were like those of donkeys, and whose emission was like that of stallions. Thus you longed for the lewdness of your youth, when the Egyptians fondled your bosom and caressed your young breasts. Therefore, O Oholibah, thus says the Lord God, I will rouse against you your lovers from whom you turned in disgust, and I will bring them against you from every side, the Babylonians and all the Chaldeans, Pekod and Shoah and Koah, and all the Assyrians with them, handsome young men, governors and commanders, all of them, officers and warriors, all of them riding on horses. They shall come against you from the north with chariots and wagons and a host of peoples. They shall set themselves against you on every side with buckler, shield, and helmet. And I will commit the judgment to them, and they shall judge you according to their ordinances. I will direct my indignation against you, in order that they may deal with you in fury. They shall cut off your nose and your ears, and your survivors shall fall by the sword. They shall seize your sons and your daughters, and your survivors shall be devoured by fire. They shall also strip you of your clothes and take away your fine jewels. So I will put an end to your lewdness and your whoring brought from the land of Egypt. You shall not long for them or remember Egypt any more. For thus says the Lord God, I will deliver you into the hands of those whom you hate, into the hands of those from whom you turned in disgust. And they shall deal with you in hatred, and take away all the fruit of your labor, and leave you naked and bare, and the nakedness of your whorings shall be exposed. Your lewdness and your whorings have brought this upon you, because you played the whore with the nations, and polluted yourself with their idols. You have gone the way of your sister. Therefore I will give her cup into your hand. Thus says the Lord God, You shall drink your sister's cup, deep and wide. You shall be scorned and derided it holds so much. You shall be filled with drunkenness and sorrow. A cup of horror and desolation is the cup of your sister Samaria. You shall drink it and drain it out, and gnaw its sherds, and tear out your breasts. For I have spoken, says the Lord God. Therefore thus says the Lord God, because you have forgotten me, and cast me behind your back, therefore bear the consequences of your lewdness and whorings. The Lord said to me, Mortal, will you judge Aholah and Aholibah? Then declare to them their abominable deeds, for they have committed adultery, and blood is on their hands. With their idols they have committed adultery, and they have even offered up to them for food the children whom they had born to me. Moreover, this they have done to me, they have defiled my sanctuary on the same day and profaned my Sabbaths. For when they had slaughtered their children for their idols, on the same day they came into my sanctuary to profane it. This is what they did in my house. They even sent for men to come from far away, to whom a messenger was sent, and they came. For them you bathed yourself, painted your eyes, and decked yourself with ornaments. You sat on a stately couch, with the table spread before it, on which you had placed my incense and my oil. The sound of a raucous multitude was around her, with many of the rabble brought in drunken from the wilderness, and they put bracelets on the arms of the women, and beautiful crowns upon their heads. Then I said, Ah, she is worn out with adulteries, but they carry on their sexual acts with her. For they have gone into her, as one goes into a whore. Thus they went in to Aholah and to Aholibah, wanton women. But righteous judges shall declare them guilty of adultery and of bloodshed, because they are adulteresses, and blood is on their hands. For thus says the Lord God, Bring up an assembly against them, and make them an object of terror and of plunder. The assembly shall stone them with their swords, they shall cut them down, they shall kill their sons and their daughters, and burn up their houses. Thus will I put an end to lewdness in the land, so that all women may take warning and not commit lewdness as you have done. They shall repay you for your lewdness, and you shall bear the penalty for your sinful idolatry, and you shall know that I am the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 24. In the 9th year, in the 10th month, on the 10th day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me, Mortal, write down the name of this day, this very day. The king of Babylon has laid siege to Jerusalem this very day, and utter an allegory to the rebellious house, and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Set on the pot, set it on, pour in water also, put in it the pieces, all the good pieces, the thigh and the shoulder, fill it with choice bones, take the choicest one of the flock, pile the logs under it, boil its pieces, seethe also its bones in it. Therefore thus says the Lord God, Woe to the bloody city, the pot whose rust is in it, whose rust has not gone out of it. Empty it piece by piece, making no choice at all. For the blood she shed is inside it. She placed it on a bare rock. She did not pour it out on the ground to cover it with earth. To rouse my wrath, to take vengeance, I have placed the blood she shed on a bare rock, so that it may not be covered. Therefore thus says the Lord God, Woe to the bloody city! I will even make the pile great. Heap up the logs, kindle the fire, boil the meat well, mix in the spices, let the bones be burned. Stand it empty upon the coals, so that it may become hot, its copper glow, its filth melt in it, its rust be consumed. In vain I have wearied myself, its thick rust does not depart, to the fire with its rust. Yet when I cleansed you in your filthy lewdness, you did not become clean from your filth. You shall not again be cleansed, until I have satisfied my fury upon you. I, the Lord, have spoken, the time is coming, I will act, I will not refrain, I will not spare, I will not relent. According to your ways and your doings I will judge you, says the Lord God. The word of the Lord came to me, Mortal, with one blow I am about to take away from you the delight of your eyes. Yet you shall not mourn or weep, nor shall your tears run down. Sigh, but not aloud, make no mourning for the dead. Bind on your turban, and put your sandals on your feet. Do not cover your upper lip, or eat the bread of mourners. So I spoke to the people in the morning, and at evening my wife died. And on the next morning I did as I was commanded. Then the people said to me, Will you not tell us what these things mean for us, that you are acting this way? Then I said to them, The word of the Lord came to me, Say to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, I will profane my sanctuary, the pride of your power, the delight of your eyes, and your heart's desire, and your sons and your daughters whom you left behind shall fall by the sword. And you shall do as I have done. You shall not cover your upper lip or eat the bread of mourners. Your turbans shall be on your heads and your sandals on your feet. You shall not mourn or weep, but you shall pine away in your iniquities and groan to one another. Thus Ezekiel shall be assigned to you. You shall do just as he has done. When this comes, then you shall know that I am the Lord God. And you, mortal, on the day when I take from them their stronghold, their joy and glory, the delight of their eyes and their heart's affection, and also their sons and their daughters, on that day one who has escaped will come to you to report to you the news. On that day your mouth shall be opened to the one who has escaped, and you shall speak and no longer be silent. So you shall be a sign to them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 25. The word of the Lord came to me, Mortal, set your face toward the Ammonites and prophesy against them. Say to the Ammonites, Hear the word of the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God, Because you said, Aha, over my sanctuary when it was profaned, and over the land of Israel when it was made desolate, and over the house of Judah when it went into exile, therefore I am handing you over to the people of the east for a possession. They shall set their encampments among you and pitch their tents in your midst. They shall eat your fruit, and they shall drink your milk. I will make Rabbah a pasture for camels, and Ammon a fold for flocks. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. For thus says the Lord God, Because you have clapped your hands and stamped your feet and rejoiced with all the malice within you against the land of Israel, therefore I have stretched out my hand against you, and will hand you over as plunder to the nations. I will cut you off from the peoples and will make you perish out of the countries. I will destroy you. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Because Moab said, The house of Judah is like all the other nations, therefore I will lay open the flank of Moab from the towns on its frontier, the glory of the country, Beth-Jeshemoth, Baal-Meon, and Kiriathaim. I will give it along with Ammon to the people of the east as a possession. Thus Ammon shall be remembered no more among the nations, and I will execute judgments upon Moab. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Because Edom acted revengefully against the house of Judah, and has grievously offended in taking vengeance upon them, therefore thus says the Lord God, I will stretch out my hand against Edom, and cut off from it humans and animals, and I will make it desolate. From Teman even to Dedan they shall fall by the sword. I will lay my vengeance upon Edom by the hand of my people Israel, and they shall act in Edom according to my anger and according to my wrath, and they shall know my vengeance, says the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God, Because with unending hostilities the Philistines acted in vengeance, and with malice of heart took revenge in destruction, therefore thus says the Lord God, I will stretch out my hand against the Philistines, cut off the Kerethites, and destroy the rest of the seacoast. I will execute great vengeance on them with wrathful punishments. Then they shall know that I am the Lord, when I lay my vengeance on them.